I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of
Legends Only.
My name is T. Kyle.
And I'm Bradley.
And this is your weekly pop culture podcast where we talk about
Legends Only.
Cuddle up, girls. The summer's almost over.
Doesn't feel very cuddly at the moment.
Thank God.
It's 86 degrees.
I'm so ready for it to end.
Ready to get your blanket, cuddle up next to the fire.
Literally.
Mm.
That one day that we had last week that was cold-ish.
Yeah.
Oh, the flavor.
I feel like I'm going to curse us if I say it, but I do feel like I'm ready for cold weather. I just don't want it to be subarctic for the remainder of the year. We'll see. Last year was very mild.
Yeah. I mean, it probably will be mild again. It's going to be 90 till October.
That's definitely true.
Oh, no.
Yeah. The times, they are a-changing.
Yeah.
The poles, they are a-melting.
Both the north and the south one.
That's right. That's right. Well, you're not the only one who wants to cuddle up with a blanket this week.
No. Mm-hmm.
Few people do, actually. Yeah, now that there's a little chill in the air.
I feel like this image was everywhere all week.
It was immediately everywhere. Yes. Well, we'll be talking about her at the end.
A lot.
A lot, actually. Miss Legendary Gomezmerizing broke out a blanket and broke the internet. Definitely not intending to.
Maybe.
Do you think?
The gaze is so like... Yeah, I think so. I don't think she knew how much it would be all over the internet,
shake,
but I think
the
she
internet.
Did know what she was doing with the pose.
I guess. I don't know. Well, she doesn't know what she's doing because she's relying on the wise older woman to post all of her social media content, as we know. So who knows? Unless she's been handed back the phone by now. I don't know if we've ever gotten an update on that.
I would like to question that.
Yeah. Well...
Selena, answer up. Under oath.
Yeah.
Raise your right hand.
In a court of law.
Mm-hmm. You one need hand to on address, the Bible, aka Glory by Britney Spears.
Did you or did you not upload that photo yourself? I know that she allegedly, as we've talked about on the podcast, consults a wise older woman who tells her the news. We don't know who that is. I don't know if she's still employed under Gomez Inc. Or if she's been let off the chain and no longer employed, but we'll see. But in any case, yes, there's a photo that took the internet by storm of Selena pensively looking off to the side, wrapped in a blanket, captions and memes aplenty. My favorite was when somebody tweeted, "How do you mute this fucking photo?"
Oh,
and somebody replied, "Me when I finally mute the photo." And it's the photo.
Speaking of muting photos,
yeah.
If anyone out there listening can invent that,
yeah.
I need it.
Yeah. It's
not, I wouldn't mute this photo,
right.
But there is another photo that I need muted.
There's many.
I think everyone can, like,
oh,
Clink, clink, too, bitch. Yeah, clink, clink.
Yeah.
Mute it out of my life.
Right. I would like to mute most things, so. Yeah. And I do. And I do.
You really do.
I really do.
We sorry if I didn't... your therapy journey at some point, by the way. Like, this, I might cut this out of the main, but, like, I'm very intrigued by, like, Buddha Brad era.
My therapist? Or no, just like, my general mantra about life lately? Yeah. Sure.
You've been on, dive. Like, a mantra journey, and I'm so into it, and I'm like...
I have been.
The one you told me the other week, I thought about all week.
Oh, when I told you, go where you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go where you are wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Bradley Stern, 2023. Or your therapist might have said it. But...
No, I forget where I saw it. I saw it on TikTok, I think. Most of my mantras come from TikTok. You know, I did start up with that new therapist, and I also have just been in my groove right now. Emotionally.
Get into the...
Well, she couldn't get into the groove, so I had to.
Oh, wow.
I know. I have a lot of friends in town because this was supposed to be the New York date, actually, of Madonna. So...
Oh,
I have much yeah. like my trip to Vancouver that I turned into the Miami trip, I have friends who just couldn't cancel the trip or decided to make a trip of it. This was supposed to be Madonna.
That adds up.
Yep. That's why there's more gays in town than usual this week.
Yeah, because I'm like, why would you be here? It's so hot.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we're excited to see that come to fruition later this year. But yeah, I don't know.
You need to take a picture with this blanket and then put that quote underneath it.
I'm also very Sarah Jessica Parker right now, who in the season finale of And Just Like That, they went around the table saying one word of something they're letting go of because she was letting go of her old apartment. And her word was expectations about how the future should play out.
Oh.
And I was like, you know what, Carrie? You spilled a bit. But then something insane happened in the show. But that's fine. But she's right.
So what is the one word of something that you're letting go of?
What am I letting go of? Wasn't expecting this question. The truth.
I know, I just asked the question. I don't have an answer either. I'm like, wait, what would I get rid of right now?
I don't know. I feel like I'm adding to my life lately. Mm. I've been decorating my apartment because I've confronted the fact that I don't like to put down roots in my apartment and feel like it's home in case I have to move next year. I constantly think like, oh, I don't want to get too settled because what if I have another apartment next year? I don't know why we're going down this road.
No, that's relatable.
My therapist is just like, you know, you could just bring that stuff to the next apartment.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh.
No, but I get it, though.
You know, especially.
It took me 5 years to paint a wall at my last apartment because yeah. I was like, oh, I don't want to get too attached.
You know, so I did. I got a carpet that I needed. So I've been adding things, putting things up on the wall finally. It's still sparse, but that's where my exciting life is. So what am I getting rid of? The fear of attachment to my apartment. What about you?
I don't know.
Exactly.
I'm getting rid of my foot pain. That's what I'm letting go of.
That's what you're getting rid of.
Oh, I know what I'm letting go of. Oh. I'm letting go of the past version of myself.
That was one of their answers.
I feel like that's very common.
Carrie was such a bitch. She was like, you can't use somebody else's word.
Oh.
And so half of them were like, that was my word.
Oh, it has to be one word?
Yeah, that was even harder. Somebody used social-media at the table.
Past.
There you go.
Because that can be past selves or like the past.
Mm-hmm. This is very deep for the main episode.
Yeah.
Yes, I support that. And I desperately wish you watched the show, but it's fine. It was a good moment.
Well, it's getting a third season
now. It is getting a third season. Shout out to the bringer of my nightmares, Michael Patrick King, and the casting crew of And Just Like That, it is back for a third season.
Do we think that they want it to be back?
Yeah, I think so. It ended in a way, the season two ended in a way that it could have made sense as the series finale. I mean, it was called The Last Supper, and it was all the main characters.
Oh my God, season one of New Jersey Housewives was
the last
called
Supper.
The Last Supper.
That's right.
Obviously, there has to be something else.
It's definitely a connection. Teresa at the Last Supper would have been everything. Oh, Danielle. Throwing down
what
the
table. What are you letting go of? Danielle.
Table.
The book.
The book. Prostitute. One word. Prostitution dash whore.
Caroline. Family.
Oh, that would have been a good addition. But no,
it's,
it is back. And they, in the press release, they said it's Max's number one most watched show, which...
That's probably a lie.
It's probably a lie, but I'm also like, say. I'm like, okay, work if it's true. And I'm going to bring it up again in high fashion editorial. But yeah, we finished the series. It's been a journey.
And just like that,
back for season 3.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Such a deep inspo convo inspired by a blanket.
Well, maybe that was her point all along.
It probably was.
Yeah. She wanted to start the discourse that she doesn't participate in because she's logged out.
Well, you know who got that blanket within 24 hours?
Oh, I know.
Trisha Paytas.
She went on AliExpress and she hit purchase in every color.
Yeah, she said it was $35. She got both colors.
It's impressive how much she is tuned in to social media and
but also so
it.
Tuned out.
Yes, that's true too.
Did you see the clip where she thought Teenage Dream was originally sang by Darren Criss?
That was a hard one for me. That was a hard one. It was a little reminiscent of our podcast.
Yeah. She's like, wait, what?
Like, it's Katy you Perry? Thinking that ABBA was originally by the A-Teens. So I feel like there are similarities there.
That was a fair...
Yes.
Well, no, it wasn't. It's the same thing. It's actually worse. Now that I'm thinking about it.
So we have our cultural blind spots every now and then.
Speaking of, know what I learned today, and I forgot to text it to you. Do you know Tiesto's song Adagio for Strings?
Mm-hmm.
Today I learned that is a sample from a composer.
Right.
This has like changed my life.
Oh, well, yes.
For 23 years, I've been like, wow.
He really...
Tiesto, a composer?
Beethoven, Tiesto.
Nope.
No, I mean, put them in the same category.
Yeah, well...
Well?
It's a sample.
Yeah.
I was like, what? Who can play the
violin
mm-hmm. and send me a sample?
Violinists?
Yeah.
Slide into T. Kyle's DMs, especially if you're over 6 feet and wear glasses.
Oh, even better.
Can you imagine?
You can play your strings and I'll play them too. Oh,
no. Well, yes, Trisha recreated it. That wasn't the only thing, actually, that Selena did this week. Aside from the song, which we'll get to, she also recreated, speaking of Anne Just Like That, she had her Sex in the City moment, and she did a recreation of Samantha getting the call from the married man, and he's like, it's over, I told my wife.
That's what that was?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you just, this is all connecting in your head right now.
So I tried to do my research on this
okay.
through the comments section.
Oh.
But everyone in the comments of this TikTok was just like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
Oh, it must be about Justin.
Fire emojis,
right.
Justin shaking,
yeah.
Ended Justin. And I'm like, wait, I'm missing the context.
That's
here.
Just always going to haunt her and him, I suppose. It's just constantly their long on again, off again relationship.
Got it.
And I have not dove deep into the lore of like what Justin said or did recently that would make people think that this is a dig at Justin for the umpteenth time, but it's related to the song. It's about being single soon. Like, of course she would take a sassy audio about being single. I don't think it was that deep, but I'm sure there are plenty of selenators who could really let us know.
Yeah.
Why it's hard hitting. But anyway.
Okay. So that makes more sense. Topical so, with
yeah.
Sex in the City.
Yeah.
Single
it was like a
soon.
Double whammy.
Look at
yeah.
that.
Yeah,
that
I love
wise
that.
Older woman who gave her that sound is wise.
It's probably Kim Cattrall. Oh, honey.
Oh, my God. I did watch the clip, by the way. So I
of
was
Sex
spoiled.
The City?
Yeah.
Of Samantha's return?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. There
it
you go.
Was very glamorous.
Very glamorous.
Yeah.
I mean...
Minus the lens flares.
I mean, I'll spoil... It was my high fashion pick of the week, but it was very jarring, first of all, because it happened in the opening scene. Of the episode.
Oh.
So it was just like, pick up the phone, it's Samantha, happens. And that you're kind of like, what, huh? I do think the oomph was really taken out by it being spilled months in advance. If that just happened, the internet would have been ablaze, like, because nobody would have seen that coming. And I do think it really took the impact out of that out, because she hadn't been on the show. You would never expect it. It would have been gag worthy, I think. So instead, it was sort of like you built up 3 or 4 months of anticipation for like a 73-second scene.
Yeah. And I felt like all of social media was like, I'm muting you, blocking you. I don't want spoilers.
Oh, I got DMs.
And yeah. I'm like,
and I didn't even fucking, like, it was a repost of the cut with a very witty headline, Samantha came for 73 seconds. And people were like, really? And I'm like, fuck you.
It's like, we've known this is going to happen. Even yeah. my dumbass knew that that was happening. Also, like, mute. Like, don't look at people's stories
for a day. I cannot be held responsible. It's the same with, although I hate it too, but when Drag Race All Stars is on Thursdays or Fridays, whatever, on Paramount Plus, and there's no set time, it just is up there all day. Obviously, people watch it at any time of the day and they tweet their feelings and it spoils it for people. It's a shame because I do wish it was live for everyone at the same time so that doesn't happen, but you can't just expect everyone to hold on until the workday is over, go home and watch it, and then tweet it. It's unrealistic. Unfortunately, you do have to log out.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. Especially following people in media. They're going to just hold their breath for the whole day? I don't think so.
Oh, no.
Honey. Mm-mm. But she did look good. And she gave us a good reference to a deep cut plot moment in Sex and the City in her dialogue and gave us a fake British accent. So
I also thought the editing was good. Like, it did actually feel like they were talking. So
put me on speakerphone.
Yeah.
You fabulous fucking flat. Me talking to your apartment when you move out.
Oh my God. I need an apartment makeover.
Well, maybe all the things we've just talked about inspired you. Just a little refresh.
Mm-hmm.
A little touch up.
Something new.
Yeah. Paint a wall.
No. I thought about that wall, but like making some kind of like cool headboard.
A statement thing. Yes, a headboard would be good. Like a giant light fixture.
Yeah, but I have a fear that I'll get killed by something falling on me in my sleep.
Or the killer.
Yeah.
The killer will see it through the window.
Like I'll be just sleeping and all of a sudden my giant neon light would just like boom.
Like neon light.
Yeah, there she goes.
Demi sings it off the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get that. I probably wouldn't put a giant light fixture over my head either. But maybe like that wall.
Yeah. There's room.
Something in script.
Anyway.
This is not Architectural Digest only.
Oh my God, I wish though.
Same.
Anywho. Well, we will be discussing more about Selena Gomez because there is some rumblings happening with the Scooter Braun drama.
Yeah.
We're going to get into that in the after show.
Right.
Where we get polarizing,
where we let our hair down.
Personal.
Personal.
And polarizing.
And polarizing.
Subjects we don't get polarizing. We talk about things that are
hot topics.
Yeah.
Even hotter. Too hot for TV.
Yeah. Too honest for the main.
Yeah.
Our true thoughts.
Yeah.
But yes, if you would like to listen to the after show or support the pod, we do have a Patreon that you can subscribe to over at patreon.com/legendsonly. For just $5 a month or $10 a month, you can be an icon or a legend, support us directly, listen to dozens of bonus content, and all of the bonus episodes are now available to listen to on Spotify. We will link to it on our social medias. Thank you all for continuing to support us.
Yeah, and as always, thank you so much for all of the reviews. If you'd like to, you could give us a 5-star on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and everywhere that you listen to podcasts.
Yeah, and you can chat with us on Discord if you are a Patreon
sub.
That's
true, and we've been getting more and more messages like, how do I join, which is great. And if you don't know, you can check it out on Patreon, or you could just message us directly, and we will send you a link for how to link it. But it's just a big old chat room.
Yeah, it's
AIM. With a lot of thoughts and opinions.
Oh, yeah. And shady gifs and memes and emoji.
And yes, I did laugh.
I really wish we could get those emojis from our Discord into like iPhone.
Well, that's why I love using WhatsApp, because you can use stickers.
Oh.
And it really, like, iMessage doesn't compare anymore because you really don't get the true feeling.
Huh.
Yeah, without all the stickers.
Like, I just want to hold down on a message sometimes and use the slay emote.
Exactly.
Or like Rihanna laughing are my favorites.
Like, you can do that on WhatsApp. So it's like, that's why international users outsold big time.
Yeah. Well, if you're not subscribing to our Patreon,
then fuck you. Oh.
No, that's not true.
I thought that's where you were going. No, I know.
Oh my God. Yeah. I just, an hour of me yelling at everyone. No. If you're not subscribed to our Patreon, you may be. What was it? I had a joke and I forgot it.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's fine.
Well, if you're a gamer, you may also be buying something else this week because the all new Nicki Minaj Call of Duty skin is now officially out. Not sponsored by Call of Duty. I think it's too violent.
I did listen to the, what do you call them? Audio or the character line?
Voice lines.
The
VO.
Voice lines.
Yeah.
Yeah, the VO. They were delightful.
It's wild.
I need an FREAK-47.
Yeah.
That's one of my fans. Don't shoot.
I loved it. She put her whole Call of Duty ussy into this one.
Yeah, there's a TikTok of all the voice lines.
Yeah.
She sounds like she's having fun doing this.
She definitely is having a lot of fun.
And now the Barbs are playing Call of Duty and all the clips are starting to post online.
Oh, yeah.
And it is just chaos. So like the one
Barbs have infiltrated Call of Duty.
The one that's going crazy viral is like, because a big thing in gaming, which I feel like you know this, but like you haven't really experienced it. But there's a lot of homophobia in gaming.
Oh, yeah.
So
no,
if you
definitely.
Go on voice chat, everyone's like, FAG, you're gay, gay. And I'm like, yeah, and I'm going to fuck you up, bitch. And then I'm like, with mercy, like with my little handgun.
Yeah.
But anyway, there is a clip of Barbs playing with, I'm assuming, homophobic straight men.
Yeah.
Who are screaming like, I can't believe you bought that. Like, gays, gays, gays. And the one guy just runs out in the Nicki skin is like, well, yes.
Y'all are fucking gay. Come on now. What the hell is that?
What?
I mean, y'all are really just going to sit here? They're like right on my belly.
Well, yes.
Just fucking
I got
sitting
his
here.
Ass. Look behind you.
Y'all wasted money on
Look
that?
Look behind
I mean, come
you.
Come on
now. So... And then the gays win. The group of little Barbs beat the straights.
Ugh, love to see
and
it.
And they're screaming at them. Good. Like, you're mad.
I bet she loves it. Yeah, the voice lines are really, really good. Highly recommend it. We'll throw it in here. We'll throw in some highlights.
Yeah, the ones that like aren't super violent.
Of course.
Yeah.
Think of the children.
Right? I'm like turning into one of those Karen moms who's like...
You are.
Guns are bad for video games.
And then you log on to like Overwatch.
Yeah, but that's cartoons. Like, I'm running around with a wand that heals people. It's not real.
Mm. Okay. Well, yes.
Yeah, there's no blood.
Right.
It just like sparkles.
Well, speaking of well, yes.
Well, yes. Or should
I say, well, yes.
Oh.
From Barbs to Monsters. Same.
Energy.
Same energy, different mother.
They need to add Gaga to a video game already.
Well, they... Farmville?
She's in Farmville?
She had Farmville.
Oh.
She had... There were other things. There was the Art Pop app that never came to be.
Oh, the Minecraft thing that never happened.
Oh, the Minecraft, yes. The Bayonetta.
Yeah.
The Mine...
Fortnite, allegedly.
Fortnite, alleged.
A little birdie may have told me, and I think it got canceled.
She's actually the queen of canceling her video game cameos.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was the Rain On Me thing?
Fortnite. It was supposed to be them performing Rain On Me.
Right.
Then it never happened, and then the Ariana Grande skin still came out.
Gaga was like, cancel mine.
Yeah, I bought it immediately.
Does she get to go to Bikini Bottom now? Or is that not an option in that game?
There's Ocean Worlds,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, well, they should consider.
But there's no SpongeBob in Fortnite.
Damn, not yet. It'll happen. But yes, we are moving on to Stephanie. Now, 10 years ago, an event happened that changed the course of pop stan culture forever.
It really did, actually.
It really did. Was it New York?
Yeah.
We picture it. The year is 2013. We are in art pop mode. Gaga is on sky high stilettos, walking out of her hotel, or is it her apartment? Maybe her apartment. I think it's her apartment. And there's a voice from the sidelines.
Yes! Yes, Gaga, you look so good. Oh my God, yes! Gaga, you look beautiful. You look so beautiful.
Can you believe 10 years of yes, Gaga, you look so good?
We were all so happy that day.
We were. Really, the original yes, yes, yes.
Yeah. The best part about this, remember when they fought over who originally,
yes.
And it was like a war between the monsters.
Mm-hmm. I sure do. Oh,
so fun.
And now she's just plagued by that.
Yeah, that's why she quit pop music.
It is. No. She absolutely did. She heard that and she said, actually, never mind.
John Wayne.
She immediately put on that hat and she said, I'm not doing this shit anymore. I don't blame her.
I do. Didn't she post something this week about like makeup again?
She's been posting quite a bit, actually. She's doing a lot of behind the scenes of the jazz and piano.
Oh.
Coming back next month, I believe. So she's on the set of that rehearsing. And she's got a concealer coming out that the girls are shaking and crying. I saw Michaela try it.
Oh. I haven't seen her on my FYP.
Her concealer. Well, she was on her honeymoon.
Lady Gaga.
Well, Fenty Beauty flew her out here and did a little honeymoon thing for her. Oh. She was in your backyard. Mm. There's a whole video of her having snacks like in the area, meals, and they gave her a helicopter tour of the city for in honor of her wedding.
Wow.
Must be nice.
Hmm.
Should become a mua.
Maybe we could, you know, reallocate some of that budget back to R9.
Oh, we didn't even mention Bobby too.
Allegedly?
Like, yeah, is here. Apparently. Quietly.
Yeah, just quietly.
Yeah. Didn't drop an album at the same time, but congratulations to Riri for having baby number two quietly. We'll see. I don't think we have a name reveal yet, nor do we have an R9.
No.
But she did take the time to fund Michaela's trip here. But honestly, good for Michaela. Get that bag. Get that Mua bag.
Yeah.
But
I support it.
Michaela did, I believe it was Michaela who did the concealer try on, and she said it's gonna break the internet because it's that good.
Oh.
So if you thought the foundation was good, wait for the concealer.
I've only heard about the eyeshadow palettes from some of the girls.
Oh.
That say it's very good. Not sponsored Fenty, but oh, I do love a mattifying powder.
No, House of Gaga.
Oh.
The House of Gaga concealer is gonna break the internet, apparently. We'll see. She posted, I just know this concealer is going to break the internet. House Labs. She does look good. We'll have to see.
Everyone's just making makeup now.
They are. That's where the money is.
Mm.
It's not like it used to be.
Well, everyone, we're so excited to announce.
No, I would.
Oh my God. I would love like a, actually, this is an idea and it just popped in my brain. If this would have to have come out like months ago, but like an I'm Good Blue BB Rexha Legends Only Mua line of our logo colors.
Mm-hmm.
That is like a vibe.
That is.
Add in like a purple.
Wow.
And a black.
Mm-hmm.
And a white. And yeah. A gray. There's the low palette. BB Rexha's I'm Good Blue Legends Only palette.
And when? The names would just be like 50 fucking weeks.
Oh my God.
Slay.
Slay. Bob.
Bob. It's right there.
Oh.
When ooh, she does really... when she does Rexha Beauty.
I was gonna say Bruce.
Nope.
Sorry, it's bad. I'm teasing.
You know, but there is an idea there. If she does ever go down the Rexha Beauty route. Which
yeah.
All the girls are.
You could do all the metallics from her bodysuits from tour. Would
oh
look
God,
good as an eyeshadow palette.
Satellite. There's a concept.
There's a concept. Anyway.
We know that the Rexha family listens. So
they do.
You know.
I've heard.
Allegedly.
No, I don't think it's alleged. Like, it is.
Well, please do not adjust your sound system because this is a test, and somebody failed in Phoenix, and they're getting fired.
Ooh, yeah.
You know, there is the mute challenge on the Renaissance World Tour, and somebody took it a little too seriously, because Beyoncé was performing in Arizona when she very I mean, the timing of this is almost too perfect, to be honest. She cuts into Alien Superstar, and there's that voiceover, please, stay.
Troubleshoot.
Yeah. This is a test of the sound system. It goes down.
Yeah.
And you can hear
look around, all the speakers on mute.
You can hear the mic go out as she's still singing, and she looks around, and she's like, oh, sing another line or two. Dancers are kind of half-heartedly still dancing. Quickly gets off stage, has a little talk with somebody backstage, I'm sure. But they did reboot, and it worked.
And she came out in a full new ensemble, which I'm like, what?
She's like, well, I'm back here.
Just a casual, like, extra sleigh outfit in the back. Like, what?
I know.
The wings.
That was so good. She was back there. She's like, I got some time. Put something on. Do my eyes. Do something different. But I think, I don't know how that happens, but I'm sure it won't happen again. But these are the things that happen during the tours. You can't, even Beyonce can be affected.
Yeah. I mean, she's had a couple.
Yeah. Errors live.
Yeah, not her, but like the props.
Yeah.
Some problems with the props.
Yeah.
Which always happens.
Always happens. But luckily it did boot up because I would be worried that that was it. I'd be worried that like the sound system blew out.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah.
So luckily it didn't. But yeah, Mute Challenge is still ongoing. I think we've reached the peak of it though. Like Atlanta kind of won that, right?
Yeah, I think it's over for everyone else.
Yeah.
Just pack it up.
Yeah.
Atlanta won.
Yeah.
And they also got the All Up In Your Mind, Drunken Love medley. Like, they won, and it's over for the rest of us.
Now,
so.
Did you see that Beyonce did put out a dress code for the upcoming shows that
she's
she wants
filming.
People in silver?
She's filming. She has to be.
Somebody's, like, putting up their gold coat. They're like, oh.
No, well, did you see the one of the person who's like, I've been spending weeks making the bee costume, and then she said she wants chrome. And I'm like, no, that counts.
Yeah.
I think if you're dressed in the bee costume in a sea of chrome,
yeah,
that counts.
Yeah. I would think if you're on theme or wearing one of her outfits, it would be good. But she's definitely filming.
She has to be.
Yeah.
There was also that one video. I don't know what date it was, but there was an extra camera guy on stage. And she was like, not that she's not giving 100%, but she was giving like 300%.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, something's happening.
I mean, there's definitely going to be some sort of film documentary movie. The visuals, baby, you are the visuals. I don't know.
Well, whoever's gonna be in chrome at this,
yeah,
we'll that see. Actually would be so cool if they put lights up and the whole stadium was like shimmering.
Looked, yeah, honestly. Well, we'll see how much they pay attention since they didn't get the memo about the mute for months. So
yeah,
we'll see if anybody actually wears silver en masse. We'll see.
Did you see the montage video
of
someone
the mutes.
Put the mutes
yes.
all in order.
Truly, nobody in Europe got it. Not until it came over to America did people start catching on. So sorry. I excuse opening night because I feel like sensory overload would not let you even process what's happening, but eventually...
Yeah, I would give it a month.
Yeah.
But it took longer than
it
that.
It took a while.
Yeah.
It is funny to watch, though. And there are still people who dare... to scream during that part, and they are never to be found after the show. The head turns are deadly.
It's just like, how many more dates does she have?
Good question. I don't know.
I think it's less than five, isn't it? Isn't it wrapping up?
I think so. Which would be leading it to, so she began in Stockholm, and right now we're rounding, what's today? It's like end of August. Yeah, she's still got a couple of LA dates. She's going to hit Vancouver, Seattle, Houston. I mean, I think Houston, she might film. New Orleans, Kansas City. But she ends October 1st. So a little bit more.
Wow.
Yeah. We'll have to see.
I want to go again.
I know. Same.
I don't have the money. I want to dress up in chrome.
I know.
Just put like two huge chrome tits on. Just like bounce around in the 300s. Oh, she made eye contact with me.
Well, for her birthday, which is September 4th, she will be, that will be the LA date. So we'll see. Maybe she films for her birthday.
Probably.
You know, I would think so. She said, my birthday wish is to celebrate with you wearing your most fabulous silver fashions to the shows from August 23rd to September 22nd. We'll surround ourselves in a shimmering human disco ball each night, mirroring each other's joy, Virgo season together in the House of Chrome. So that gives her a full month to film things, maybe.
I wish New York had a color to wear.
I know. Well,
I would put on gold if Beyonce said to wear gold. I would deal with looking ugly.
Yeah. You have to do what she says.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Chrome is fun for everyone.
Speaking of being on mute.
Oh.
Did you just see the new...
The entire time we've been recording?
Oh. No, that is not something that has ever happened.
Knock on wood.
In 4 years. I've never fucked up the audio recording. Knock on wood.
Knocking on chair.
Did you see it just came out Adele last night in Vegas? Tried to do mute and then like was like, you guys were so horrible.
I know. She dragged her own crowd.
Yeah.
And was laughing about how the mute challenge and how people fail to do it. She is very, very beehive.
Yeah. Someone sent her the video from one of the, because she was like, oh, did you see that video that was going around yesterday? Where she's looking around, and I'm like, oh, she knows what's going on.
Oh, she knows.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to know who her social media dealer is. Like, who's sending her the memes?
Yeah.
It was bad for her. And yes.
And also I saw on Discord someone saying that she has the Beyonce 4 album cover hair.
Hair. That's right.
So she is a true...
She really is. True blue reference.
True stem. Beehive.
Yeah.
Or... Bay.
Bay.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. That discourse has started again.
Yes.
Yeah.
Love discourse.
That's what Discord's named after.
That's true.
Well, she is our high fashion of the year. Well, mine at least. So while on the subject, I think it's time for a little segment that we like to call
High Fashion. So editorial.
Guys, this is awesome.
This is a billboard.
This is super high fashion.
Oh my God, that's so high fashion.
So high fashion.
Du la peep.
En français. Le du, du moi,
voulez vous coucher avec moi?
Avec toi?
Oh my God, speaking of ducks moi, I almost did, and I just felt embarrassed, but that TikTok prompt that was like, what's one word that you mispronounce once? That still haunts you to this day. And I was going to say, I thought that it was called Duck's Boy for probably 2 straight years before I said it out loud and got clocked immediately.
Yeah.
And also conservatorship.
Conservatorship, like me. We're on the record for that.
Oh,
we both
multiple?
Said that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then mine from middle school was Evanescence instead of Evanescence.
Ooh, wait, though.
But it's kind of a sleigh.
That's like
Target. I'm elevating the work.
That is like so chic.
Evanescence.
The Evanescence.
Evanescence.
That's a fashion.
Right? House of Evanescence.
Yeah. Oh my God, wait. Bring me to life.
I'll hit them up. Maybe they'll reconsider. Amy Lee.
Yes, Dua Lipa is in Vogue, France.
En français. Yes, Miss Peep sans eyebrows. She's giving high fashion. That's how you know.
Yeah. I saw girls on Twitter X being like, who is this?
Yeah, well, that's like, how you know it's high fashion.
Have you heard of art?
Yeah.
What happened to fashion?
I will say she was kind of giving me Julia Fox in this one a little bit.
Oh,
because Julia goes
that
for that sort
like
of
Julia Fox
alien look.
The one with the black hair, it's like very goth looking, is it's very Kelly Osbourne in one word.
Uh-huh. Yes.
You know,
wrapped
what I mean?
In the laundry basket.
Oh, that's not.
Yes. I know. Very cool, chic, high fashion look. She's also doing one laying down on the buildings laying on the building with the buildings in the background.
Oh,
it's
wow.
Giving Madonna Nothing Really Matters, single cover, as everybody knows. but
I don't know why I'm having a giggling fit. I think it's because Gen Z has just rediscovered, or they've just learned, oh, that's not.
The Kelly Osbourne clip from The View.
Yes. Like, have you seen that Gen Z is discovering all...
Oh, that's not.
They're like 10 years behind of like us.
Yeah.
And I just, anytime like all these things like resurface.
Yeah. Yeah, it's cyclical. Yeah, And she also ate up the homophobes.
I have to give Dua, like, in all seriousness, mm-hmm. I would like to give Dua Lipa major props for this, mm-hmm. because she spilled with this quote. She says, "Homophobia and transphobia are close to misogyny. A lot of people deep down are just afraid of themselves. The freedom of others confronts them with what they do not have the courage to express. The beauty of a free, true, and proud being paralyzes them."
She's got a point.
She spilled.
She nailed it.
She did. Love that. Ally.
Yeah. People are like, they see people bravely expressing themselves in however they choose to express themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And they project their own insecurities onto that.
Absolutely. Love that she said that. Love the shoot. Thank you, Miss Peep.
Ally.
Valentina.
She should do that TikTok.
She should, honestly. Talk, Valentina. Love that. And then, of course, we mentioned it at the beginning of the pod, but I'm just giving a shout out again to Miss Samantha Jones. And just like that, finale with her Fendi first bag and her chic. It was chic, but it wasn't over the top look in the backseat.
Yeah.
Silver coat. Dress, chunky jewelry, lime, Fendi first bag. Definitely driving to the set of Glamorous.
Literally.
That is the face of a satisfied woman who got paid millions to just sit there for 15 minutes.
Did she get millions?
Yeah. I don't know the exact amount. I even just a million. I think she did.
I would say six figures, though.
Wait,
is a million six figures? No. Seven, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I can't count that high.
I wonder if they've actually said it yet. Maybe it's not a million, but I think it should have been. We'll see. It'll come out exactly. In any case, that was my high fashion pick of the week. I'm picky. I would have liked a very camp over the top moment of her in like a very over the top outfit, like walking out the door with like a man on her arm or something. But
maybe next season.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be a gag if they don't spoil a next season appearance?
I suppose it's possible if the check is big enough. But I do think she said never again. But she said never again to this, so I don't know. But I do like and appreciate somebody who's willing to put their foot down on nostalgia. I think because we are in such a nostalgia-crazed world, and we've seen what they've done to these characters on And Just Like That, I think there's a lot of power in saying, I'm not coming back, that chapter's closed. And probably preserving her character based on what some of the choices have been made to the girls in this new show. I don't know. It's pretty fierce of her to hold her own and say, I'm not doing that.
No, thanks.
Just for another, you know, we're in reboot mania where, you know, every single beloved show has gotten a reboot series at this point. Frasier is about to start up that 90s show. The continuation of that 70s show.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Hillary.
I mean, Crappy Lake is basically Simple Life. Luann and Sonia.
The Lizzie McGuire stalled show, for better or worse.
Maybe because, I mean, you and like Evan Ross Katz and who else watches it that I follow? Everyone's saying that it's getting better.
It is getting better.
So maybe she'll be like, let me just come back and steal the show.
Yeah. It's one of those things where like, we drag, but we love.
Yeah.
And I want 500 seasons of it. It's just because you want it to be amazing. I don't know. It's one of those situations where...
But also, I feel like you haven't been hooked on something like this
in a while.
Yeah. So, like, I think that's a good sign.
It is. It is just because it's so strange.
It's entertainment.
It's very entertaining.
Do you find yourself entertained?
I am deeply entertained.
So then they've done their job.
They have. It definitely makes you want to... sit around and debrief and discuss afterward. So I think in that sense, you are right.
Maybe I'll binge watch the first season one day next week.
Well, you really have to watch Sex and the City or you lose a lot of the context, I think.
Well.
Or really, you'll just, yeah, you won't have any of the outrage of like what has happened to these people.
Got it.
You know, maybe you will. Maybe, I mean, they're a breeze. They're 22-minute episodes like Sex and the City. Like.
Add it to the list.
Add it to
everyone's
the list.
Everyone's like, oh, please. Still, someone's out there screaming at their car speaker, like, oh, that bitch still hasn't watched Moulin Rouge, please.
Seriously. Oh, that pains me.
Whatever. I watched Piranha 3D instead, okay?
I know. The choices that you do make instead of these movies are always a complete curveball. It's like, you haven't watched Moulin Rouge. You have watched Piranha 3D. You saw the Meg in theaters. You just have a unique cultural view.
Yeah, I think I offer a unique perspective to the world.
Yes. But wasn't there some movie where you were like, oh, wait a minute, now a lot of things just made sense? It was another movie that you had saw fairly recently.
Death Becomes Her. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Camp. I was shook. Oh, and Clueless. I saw this.
Clueless. I think that was the one where you were like, oh, there's a lot of pop culture references to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm learning a lot.
Yeah. I feel like it's like having not seen Mean Girls and then like discovering all of these catchphrases that are part of pop culture.
Yeah, I'll have to watch that one day. No, I'm kidding.
Do you imagine?
I'm sure someone listening hasn't watched it.
I'm sure they weren't born yet because now we're that old. 2004, that's completely plausible at this point.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
I know. It's where we're at now.
Whatever.
I saw that clip of Olivia Rodrigo. Granted, no American really knows Girls Aloud. I'm like part of a unique minority. But like to just like stop showing the kids like reality show feats from 2003, 2004, and they're just staring at it like, oh, is that a person? Like, it's just so upsetting. Why are you doing that to us? But yeah, they showed her the clips of Nadine lying about her age on Irish Pop Stars, which is very niche for Americans to know about.
That is so niche.
She didn't know about it, of course. But then she was also like, oh, those shows like X Factor. And then she was shocked when One Direction didn't win X Factor. Didn't know about that. I don't know. I don't know why they do that.
They try to have gotcha moments.
Oh, maybe.
They were trying to get her. We're talking about Olivia Rodrigo, by the way.
Yeah.
They asked her about the Eras Tour. And she's like, no, I haven't had a chance to see it.
I saw that.
And then they tried to spin it like this big Olivia verse.
Yeah.
Taylor. And I'm like, Olivia Rodrigo is extremely famous.
Right.
We all saw what happened to Taylor Swift at this wedding beach house situation. Do you think that Olivia Rodrigo feels safe going to a stadium?
I know.
Where
it's a really good point. I mean, granted, a ton of celebrities have gone, but still.
But still, it doesn't mean that everyone's going to. I was shocked that Madonna saw Renaissance. I was like,
I know.
Because you don't want to take away from, you know, the artist that's performing. And
yeah, and I just wouldn't want to be recorded the entire time because you know that's
right?
What's happening, like, especially Selena was there, I think Taylor Lautner and his wife, like, there's certain people that are players in Taylor's life where like the camera, the crowd is constantly filming them in the VIP booth, and it's like, that's not comfortable.
Looks at her phone once. And
looks,
then
looks at her phone
gets
once.
Gets a TikTok of like Olivia Rodrigo bored texting at Eras during
tour.
Delicate.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
They'll take a picture of her blinking and they'll be like, Olivia Rodrigo sleeping at Eras Tour. They do that.
It's, yeah.
Of course. So
although,
I don't blame
it reminds
her.
Me of the, sorry to like drag her into this. Remember when J-Lo was texting during Mariah's entire one?
Drag her in by her hair.
And she was like, it was a loud performance. She kind of spilled it was.
Yeah. That was hilarious. Yeah.
It was like the AMAs or something.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
Someone got a video of J-Lo just sitting there like,
yeah.
And you just hear Mariah like singing in the background. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, come on. Why do we have to do that?
I know. I don't know why we got to do that.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't see the Eras Tour either. So
T. Kyle refuses to go to Eras Tour. Hates Taylor.
No.
I feel like I've seen it, truly.
Same. I feel like I've already watched the entire thing.
I've seen 3.5 hours of that show for sure.
Yeah.
On TikTok. I've seen the secret song performances. I get it. I've seen it. And now she just started in New Mexico.
Yeah.
The international. And did you see the Time story that came out about the money she's making?
No.
She's projected to make, I think, $2.1 billion on tour tickets and $5 billion in tour merch. And they said like she alone as an entity is richer than 50 economies in the world already, like 50 country economies in the world.
Wow.
It's a lot. And they're running out of beads. For the friendship bracelets.
Is there really a bead shortage?
There are like local communities who are running out of beads when it comes to their town.
Joanne's crafts is like,
as a Michael's Arts and Crafts former employee, I can confirm this is probably a nightmare. On the nights before the show, just like women running in with their 40% off coupons. Just being,
I need an extra T.
I need E. Oh, God. Would not want to be working there.
We made friendship bracelets for Beyonce.
Did you?
Yeah.
What did they say?
Church girls.
How did you just? I didn't.
I didn't want to share because I didn't want to look. I was like, I'm going to get ripped.
Wrong concert.
I know, but we thought it was cute. We didn't hand them out to people. We just made it for the four of us as like a memory. I'm sweating. I can't believe I just admitted that.
Oh my God. Wow.
Yeah, and mine's rainbow because I'm gay. Church girls with a backwards C.
God, you should have traded with Blue Ivy.
No, I love my church girls bracelet.
That is so funny. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, the more you know.
I can't believe I just admitted that. They're cute. Whatever.
Whatever. It's a fun bonding experience.
Y'all can say whatever you want about my lack of pop culture knowledge.
Look what you made him do.
Church girls, friendship bracelets, but whatever. At least I keep it real.
When you go to the Renaissance tour, but you thought it was the Eras tour.
Yeah, wow. Our group thread is called Church Girls.
Okay.
See, get it?
Yeah, I got that reference.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm fun, whatever.
We like to have fun.
I do.
Yeah.
Know who else likes to have fun?
Who?
As Taylor, it's just Ashley, and she's at it again.
I think it's time for a little segment. We like to call... jail.
What are you thinking?
Like, I think she needs to go to jail.
Yep.
It's like, where are we going with this?
We are taking it back to the cloud car and going to prison, honey. I have so many thoughts about this situation. For those of you who don't know, there is a person on TikTok named Ashley.
We were ahead of our times, too, on this podcast, because I feel like I shouted her out.
Yeah.
Before this even.
Well before. But it
went
also.
Went to where it went.
Yeah. Swifties have had their ups and downs with Ashley over the years because it's been more than impersonation. It's been sort of like on and off pretending to like all the same things as Taylor and but denying it at the same time.
It's inspired.
People don't love it because she's not an entertainer. She's not performing as a professional. She's not Taylor Sheesh. Let me tell you that.
No.
And
Or Jay Jolie. Who is slaying.
Yeah. And as is Taylor Sheesh, who I would go to that Eras tour. So in any case, this girl who says it's just Ashley to people on the street when they come up screaming and crying as she became famous in one of her viral videos because a gay came up shaking and crying and she's like, it's just Ashley.
It was Harry.
Harry, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you know, you know.
She this time did what she called both a prank and a social experiment, which those are two very different things.
Yeah.
In which she and a YouTuber came up with the idea of her walking through a mall in full Taylor regalia with two or more security guards around her. And she created a panic and people mobbed her 2007 Britney style as she exited the mall and panic in the industry. I mean, please, it's just Ashley.
Yeah.
But many Taylor fans were deeply unhappy with her, which I agree with them.
Yeah, I think I'm leaning more towards that.
Because we already had the Taylor...
The fake security guards is where... Mm. Like, if she just went in alone and they filmed from a distance...
Yeah.
That's one thing...
Sure, if that's the prank of it, or if...
Well, because she was saying that the social experiment was like, a celebrity can't live normal life.
Yeah.
Which there is something interesting to that.
Right.
But when you're surrounding yourself by 10 fake security guards, that's kind of opposite of what the social experiment is. Like,
yeah.
But if you're standing alone in Dunkin' Donuts...
Right.
And some people are like, is that so-and-so? Mm-hmm. I feel like that would have been more...
Right.
That creative would have been more in line with the social experiment.
Sure.
This was very much just a prank.
Yeah. I just feel like coming off of the weekend of the New Jersey wedding and seeing a lot of criticism about the way fans behave there, and then to do this and not really take a temperature, read the room of like, maybe we should not be inciting these panics. It's always happened in pop culture, but we definitely hit the peak of 07, Britney, Lindsay, Paris fan panics. I feel like that did die down to a certain degree in some cases. I know there's always been fan swarms, but now it's sort of like creating a Beatles mania pandemic, not pandemic, frenzy around her that puts her in danger. And I don't know. I think it's not great. It's not great for her safety, the fans' safety in that scenario.
Anyone in the mall's safety.
Anyone running and screaming in a mall. We don't do that anymore in this time and age.
No.
We're not doing that.
Nope.
So don't love that. I have no issue with impersonators. Like, if they are performing, like if that was her job, is like a Jade Jolie, that's amazing. But she doesn't.
Like the Legends thing in Vegas.
Yeah. Like, get a job. because, like, what are you doing otherwise?
Yeah.
You know, I take the side of. And her defense was very like, there's fans and then there's Swifties, and Swifties don't like me, but fans do. And it was like, I don't think you're getting it, like, really at all. It has nothing to do with, like, looking like her, because Swifties stan Taylor Sheesh, the impersonator who's killing it overseas because Taylor's not touring there at the mall. They love her. So it's more a matter of, like, what are you doing with this resemblance to Taylor? Because so far, it's just been all weird things. It's like, you're not using it to be a performer on stage. I'm not really...
Like, birthday parties,
like,
you know?
Like, do that. Do something.
It's all scary.
Her defense was super odd, too. It's like, well, celebrities use doppelgangers, you know, to avert attention, like, at shows and things. And it's like, yeah, and Taylor...
Fair, but they don't...
They didn't hire you for that.
Yeah.
It's like, what does that have to do with anything?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also, they, like, do it discreetly.
Yes.
If you're surrounded by 10 guards, it's like you're very obviously drawing attention to yourself.
Yeah, I definitely think she created a potentially dangerous situation by doing that. So that's not great.
Part of, like, the demon twink in me, though, is, like, if I looked like Taylor Swift and not Chucky, I would probably do the same thing.
You would.
One time at a bar, someone was like, are you Shermanator from American Pie?
And you created a and I bar was like, frenzy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not. But I said, yeah. And I got free beer. So.
That might be a little different.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think you use that to your advantage. So that's good. Yeah.
Or like that time that one guy, like, totally indirectly, like, shaded the shit out of me. Were you with me at the subway station? Was like, oh, has anyone ever told you look like the football player Andy Dalton?
Yes.
If he didn't have muscles.
Yes.
Or what was it? It was like, if he wasn't in shape. Yes. It was like, it was really like backhanded. Really, yeah. And I was like, oh.
You're like a flop Andy Dalton.
Yeah. It was something like, oh, if you didn't have those big muscles.
Yes.
And I was like, oh.
Well, you don't want big muscles, so you're fine.
No. I just want them wrapped around me.
Exactly. So,
No, I'm in my yoga and stretching era.
You're getting flexible.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Anyway.
In any case, Ashley Leachin is at it again.
Yeah, she sure is.
She sure is. Speaking of TikTok personalities, before we get into the next thing, I do want to give a we did predict this, by the way. There is a singer that we talked about last week who has been duetting vocal lessons, doing the vocal back and forths. You can give your rendition of it.
Oh. Although enjoyment.
Exactly. And we suspected that Gen Z singer Billie Eilish would eventually encounter this, or Phineas specifically, and she did.
It has reached the mothership.
It has reached its final form. Billie sang Although Enjoyment live at Leeds Festival, which is...
With a laugh.
With a laugh. And the girl who did the original video saw it, and I'm sure... The vocal queen has seen it. So we've reached peak meme. It has been witnessed.
It has.
Yeah.
This makes me think that Billie Eilish has possibly seen my house remix of it. She has to have seen
it. I feel strongly that she has.
I feel confident saying that I think Billie Eilish has seen my Countess Luann at the DJ booth house remix.
Now, Miss Countess Luann did post that. But of course, it wouldn't be a Countess Luann special without a little bit of shade.
Yeah.
because there was no credit to be found. Nope. No.
Countess Luann original audio.
Original audio.
My favorite tag.
But she did eventually, she did tag you.
She fixed it, yeah.
In the post.
Yeah.
There was a lot of helpers in the comments being like, love this T. Kyle bop.
Yeah, my DMs were like, oh, she's at it again. I'm like, oh no, what happened?
Original audio. Credit is difficult for some to get.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody knows how to do that.
To be fair, I did use her Instagram video for the visuals.
You did. But I think you did you tag her?
No.
Okay. Okay, so it's kind of even.
Yeah, it's kind of even, I think.
And she did eventually tag you anyway, so it's all copacetic. It's all good. Once again, you two and your ongoing meme relationship continues.
Back and forth.
This is a legendary partnership, to be honest. Like, it's gone decades.
Yes.
Like, truly, the gifts, the cease and desists.
The merch that I made. By the way, because a lot of people don't know that, like, I'm a designer and, like, I have done a lot in the past. But, like, my Countess Luann merch was so cute.
Yeah.
The little illustration that I did is so cute.
I know. Was that the one that you received a letter for?
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's how I learned what personality rights are.
Maybe people didn't see it for that reason.
No, maybe. I still have it's vintage now.
Everybody's doing it.
It's vintage. It's faded.
Yeah.
If you have one of my Countess Luann shirts, or if you have one of my free tree shirts, vintage.
Yeah. Take a throwback pic.
Yeah.
Send it our way.
But Bop.
Undeniably. The partnership continues, and eventually you will have that song with her.
I'm really trying. If anyone at Ultra Records has access to those stems.
For which song?
I weren't her like original ones like on like Chic C'est La Vie and all
We're on
wasn't
Ultra.
It with Ultra?
Maybe, but I don't know if Ultra would have it. I feel like it would be like with the producer themselves.
Oh.
I don't know, maybe.
I don't really know how all those inner workings work.
We should find the actual producers of those bops.
Oh, yeah. Scott Storch?
Probably.
No. Max Martin?
Max Martin. Chic C'est La Vie by Max Martin.
Like, I literally just want to do one Luann song.
I do think it's possible. We're so close.
With the girls' trip coming up in the winter.
It just makes sense.
Like, I mean, like, I'm literally offering to keep the Luannaissance going.
Uh-huh. Cool for the summer, in the winter.
Oh, my God.
Luann cover.
Yeah.
Don't tell your mother. It's right there.
You could change the lyrics to fit the girls' trip past. Because, you know, Cindy's not on the girls' trip, so we can cut Cindy out. Kelly, the jelly beans. Boom! Oh, my God. Watch, I'm going to get sued.
Well, yes.
Yeah. She's going to be like, stop using me as a meme on your Instagram.
Yes, she will.
Anyway.
Before we get off the subject of TikTok personalities, I would like to give my sincerest best wishes to Howie the Crab. Now, I don't know if you've been following the saga.
I wasn't until this morning, and then I deep dove into it, and now I'm like upset.
Howie the Crab is an 8-year-old crab who is going through a molt, which happens every 9 months. She has outgrown her shell. And she's developed all her internal organs, and now she's stepping out into her new form. However, the lifespan of this particular crab is usually around 8 years. And eventually, crabs do pass if they cannot successfully molt, which is horrifying. Basically, you're like trapped in your shell and you can't get out and you die. So everyone is praying. She has not eaten in like a month, which is what they do. They like prepare their bodies to go through this process. She's just blowing a lot of bubbles, which apparently helps break the shell. And she does have some lines through the shell.
Yeah, she's cracking.
She's cracking. But she has to burst out, and it cannot be helped by outside forces because it needs to be done by the crab. Because if you do it too prematurely, you don't know if their internal organs are fully formed or something. Can't intervene. Can only watch and hope that this crab who wears hats and eats cheese successfully molts and lives on for year 9, and we're all praying. This is the only thing I've got to live for at this point.
You're not alone, though.
No, nearly
I looked at the TikTok comments followers. Section, yeah. And people are like, literally, I woke up in the middle of the night.
Calling
one of the comments
out of work.
Was, I woke up in the middle of the night thinking about Howie the Crab.
And the thing is, we're recording it as the mother believes it is happening or about to happen. I pray we do not have to insert an update in this.
Editor T. Kyle here with a quick update. The crab made it. She survived her molt. Queen of pop.
But so everyone knows we're talking about like a literal crab.
It is a crab.
Like the ones that live in the ocean.
Yes.
That look like spiders.
Crusty
like
crab. Yeah. Yes. It is blue, although it is turning yellow as it molts right now. It's like losing its color and completing this cycle.
Know what got me?
The hats.
No.
Oh.
The baby photo.
Oh, the baby photo.
I'm like, what the fuck is this? Who's Howie the Crab? And I'm clicking through, and then she did the one, and it was like, this was Howie as a little baby. And I was like, the true. Like, huh?
The Billie Eilish song starts playing. When did. Yeah.
Oh my God.
All the enjoyment.
Close your eyes. And molt. Oh my God. And then she posted the update where she's like, oh, it's stuck right here. And yeah. I'm like, just get a toothpick. Help her out.
Give me your leg.
Just help her out.
I know.
Just give her a little nudge. Give her a little.
But mother always knows. And she said you really shouldn't intervene because you don't know if something isn't developed in there.
That's like the My Octopus Teacher
movie
on Netflix. If you guys saw it, if you didn't see it, spoiler, but the octopus gets, you know, attacked. And he didn't intervene.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what are you doing? I don't care if Mother Nature has its course. Help the fucking octopus out.
I know.
If I was like in Central Park and something was trying to attack Bird Friend, I would have risked it all.
You know, it's a fight or flight or freeze moment for many people.
Remember when I thought for months that the cardinal molting was it dying?
Yes.
I was like slowly slipping into a depression for like 3 months.
Yes.
Every single day.
Yeah.
And someone's like, oh, it's natural because it's hot out. And I was like, what?
That's exactly where we're at right now with the crab.
It's true.
But
I care more about animals than I do people.
I think that's perfectly normal and completely acceptable, to be honest.
I need a new pet friend.
Maybe a crab. Maybe this is your time.
What am I going to do? Like,
take it on walks.
Subway to Coney Island every day?
He would be instantly famous if you did that.
Ugh. Mm.
Well, maybe a fish.
Maybe.
Yeah. Something a little more low maintenance.
Well, Howie, we're rooting for you, girl.
Well, Howie, good luck.
Yeah. Maybe if your mother would help you out a little bit. I'm kidding.
Blow those bubbles, girl.
Could you imagine if humans had to do that?
I guess we all metaphorically do have to break out of our shells.
Yeah.
Become new versions of ourselves.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm molting right now.
Howie the Crab has taught us a lot about life, I think, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to break those seams in your shell and come through 10 to 15% larger.
No.
Which is
I'm trying to go in the opposite direction right now.
Inspirational, if you think about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, another trend that is on TikTok that I'm obsessed with is the Spirit Halloween animatronics set to what's your name, B.O.B., because they call you Bob.
Yes.
Trend.
Nicki Minaj's feature on Out of My Mind, which we did discuss the previous week, has taken on new form.
And now I can't stop listening to it.
Yeah. Well, now people have said it. After the fuck-ass Bob discourse, we've moved on to Spirit Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
And people have been setting all
By the way, shout out to the Discord for that fuck-ass Bob thread. Oh. I was howling, laughing.
It's so good.
And so I added Luann and Bethany screaming at each other when she's like, your hair is really starting to look a lot like mine. And they're both in Bob's.
Well,
Bob's or Kavan?
Absolutely. And many of these animatronics are wearing them in this latest trend. Not only are they displaying the Spirit Halloween animatronics, but now people are acting them out as themselves.
So funny.
Spirit Halloween is open now, I believe, by the way. I think we've begun. It's time. Halloween has begun, I think, in capitalist America.
She's starting, yeah.
She is starting. I'm predicting Barbie up the ass. Like, so much Barbie.
Yeah.
For sure.
Mugshot.
Yeah.
Prison.
Yeah,
vibes.
Yeah. Perhaps some Ariana and SpongeBob's.
Oh. I still think that would be funny if we did that.
That would be funny. I'm trying to think of main pop girls of the year that it would have. Yeah, because there's going to be a ton of Barbie, because even the soundtrack, there's going to be that. Like Ice Spice. Oh, I predict a lot of Ice Spice in general. And there's going to be a lot of Taylor.
You think?
Yeah.
I mean, it kind of happens every year.
I feel like it'll be Eras Tour. Like, people will just recycle their Eras Tour outfits or something.
Yeah, just throw on a sparkly leotard and a red lip.
Yeah.
And hold a mic. Did I show you the photo that...
I wonder what Ashley Chris will be going me. As.
No. Is it? It's so funny. It's yeah. like the... He said, I just listened to the after show.
Yeah.
I'm teasing.
I'm sure there'll be plenty of Eras represented. Thinking about all the people that people might dress up as, we might as well discuss Spotify's findings for the summer. Our songs of summer.
Nowhere to be found on this list.
Nowhere to be found on this list. And it really does indicate that we are living in different bubbles.
Well, it signifies that we have taste.
Right.
And the rest of the globe doesn't.
Right.
I think that's what this means.
I think the global was closer than the US, which no surprise.
Yeah.
But it's... Okay. Spotify released the most streamed songs of summer in both the US and globally, and the number one song in America is Last Night by Morgan Wallen, not to be confused with Kyle Richards' purported love interest, Morgan Wade.
Or Morgan Page.
Or Morgan Page, EDM superstar. Knew this was happening just from, we cover the Billboard charts every week, and his album and his song have been doing like Adele numbers every week. It's always been number one.
Art is subjective.
Yep. There's also a song that blew up on TikTok that was actually number two in the U.S. And it's a regional Mexican song, Ella Baila Sola. And I'm actually really surprised that it did power through the summer like this. I'm also not surprised because TikTok trends kind of dictate a lot.
Yeah.
So, Cruel Summer by Taylor Swift, which, of course, is a 2019 song. Because she released it as a single now, people latched on. And it has
a bop.
It also has like a really impactful part of the Eras Tour. It's like how it kind of kicks off pretty much in the opening, as I've seen it a million times on TikTok. Other people are Gunna, Olivia Rodrigo, Luke Combs, SZA, Tyler the Creator, Bad Bunny. You know, one might wonder, where is Padam Padam? One might say to themselves, where is
I'm Good Blue?
I'm Good Blue. Songs are out, and these might not be my picks, but they are the world's.
I'm very honored to be in the presence of so many locals.
I was also surprised to see that for Flowers being so huge that it wasn't in our top 10, but it was globally. Because Flowers is truly inescapable.
Yeah.
But...
I think it probably hit a little too early for summer streaming. Like, when do they count summer? Is it like end of June?
Yeah, there was a cutoff date. I forget, but yeah. So that's probably that.
How are you feeling about your Spotify Wrapped this year?
Not confident. I don't know what'll be there, but I don't feel good about it. I don't know. Maybe it'll be more accurate. I also have learned that they do filter out. They're getting better and better at filtering out. Ambient,
like rain sounds, yeah,
which is going to be a real big one on mine, but I'm scared. You can test it though, right? You can check it in real time or something. Maybe
I have it connected to Last.fm, not sponsored, so I already have like a gist of what mine is.
Uh-huh.
And it is accurate, but you all are going to just completely wreck me in the DMs
right
when you see it.
Yeah.
But it's fine. It will be accurate.
And that's what matters.
And Addison Rae is creeping up there.
Oh, I feel like I need to do my due diligence and stream the amount of times I've streamed the clips in 2 years. So I've got to really get those numbers up there. Make up for lost time.
I Got It Bad.
Yeah.
Has been on repeat all this week.
Yeah.
Like, as it should be. I thought it was going to be To Die For, but I Got It Bad is like the one for me right now.
Yeah. I'm going to definitely be making up for lost time.
Yeah.
With AR.
Well, I think it's time we discuss some new bops of the week.
Yeah, a lighter week, but that's fine.
First up, this is going to be my most played artist of 2023. John Summit is out with a new bop, Fade Out, with, I think it's Michaela.
Uh-huh.
It's not MKLA, which Kim is Kardashian. So chic. Like, MKLA.
Uh-huh.
Very chic. She also responded. I tagged her, and she sent me a DM.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, bop.
Love Shaking. That.
So that's a bop. And then, good morning, Rita Ora.
Good morning, Rita Ora. We're drinking about you.
With MK.
With MK, which is such a slay.
And Joel Corey, mm-hmm. drinking.
Drinking. You know, we don't have nearly enough songs these days, and I'm being earnest about this, where it's, you know, there are no songs that are like Patron Tequila.
No. Shots.
We've really lost the gist of the 2010s. I'm up at the club doing shots, drinking.
Well, because Gen Z's not...
They're not drinking.
Into that. Do you know what...
They're doing the edibles.
Shrooms. Can you say shrooms on...
Yes. Yeah. They're,
but, as they're I'm eating. Saying, like, Kavan and, like, whatever, yeah. but...
They're eating things instead of drinking things.
Yeah. They're very into, like, shrooms yeah. and...
Yes, I have seen and heard this.
Have you done shrooms?
I have not. I am scared of most things, including that. And I certainly wouldn't now, because my edible experience alone years ago really threw me.
That was not... I don't think that was...
It was laced with sun.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've never thought to myself, I would like to see and hear colors.
I would.
Nope. I don't want that again. I'm really just... I'm never going to be in... I'm not seeking it. I'm just not. I think that's fine.
So no ayahuasca tea on your bucket list?
No.
The stories that I've heard from people about the ayahuasca tea.
I have so many friends who do that.
I am kind of curious.
Well, you would have a good story time. I know that much.
Oh, yeah. I know I would.
You definitely would. Nope, I'm really fine. Mm. Yeah, a lot of my friends have gone on journeys, and I'm like, I'm fine with my journey. I'll stay right here.
Yeah, I haven't done shrooms either.
Mm-mm. I'm a prude in that sense, though.
Oh.
I know better.
In one thing.
In one thing, at least. Double down in other areas. Drinking is a fun time.
Yeah.
It's
not going to change the world.
It's, it's a song, you know. It's a fun time.
Yeah.
It's repetitive.
Yes.
All night, I've been drinking all night.
I've been drinking all night.
You know what? That's going to hit different for people at 3 a.m. at the club, I'm sure.
Yeah.
They'll be like, you know what? This spoke to me. And I was like, yeah, I was. Shout out to Miss Rita Ora. And then I would like to give a shout out. We spoke about the song before, Romy's The Sea, which is so good. Well, we just got a remix from TDJ, who we've spoken about her before, Canadian trance up-and-comer that's been doing amazing remixes and originals. So them together, just like, it's so good. Great, great remix. You know, it's just the C plus trance kind of music. Just doesn't get any better,
does
it? Name a better combo. And that brings us to our favorite Disney, ex-Disney girlies, who both came out at the same time. It's 2011 all over again. I don't know. Whenever they were dueling on the charts. But in any case, Miley and Selena, both back with very different songs. Miley came out with Used to Be Young, and Selena is single soon. My single is dropping. Miley's Used to Be Young is a ballad about being young in the past tense, with a dramatic video with her doing a little shout out to herself with a Mickey Mouse. And very emotional lyrics.
It's a good song. The writing of it.
She's back on that climb. She's back feeling younger now.
Yeah.
I think it's funny with Miley. She sort of oscillates between can't be tamed, rock chick, rowdy. And then like, I just want to go to Malibu.
Yeah, hits you with like a really deep ballad.
It's a cousin of The Climb and Slide Away.
Yeah.
And Younger Now / Malibu. She gets those modes where she's like, no, I'm different now. I'm quieter. Those days are behind me.
It's a new era.
Which... Knowing all of the Disney girlies, I don't believe any of them anymore. They all lie about their last eras. They're like, that wasn't the real me. This is the real me. But right now, she's feeling like that wasn't the real me. I'm settled now. I'm so much wiser now. I appreciate it. I think it will resonate with a lot of people. There's a lot of people who are like, I'm not like that anymore. Yeah. And, you know, she hits with ballads. So I think this will, especially hit with her fans who have followed her journey. It's probably really meaningful. So she's in that time of her life at this present moment.
Do we think this is a one-off?
Yes.
Yeah.
I feel like that. I feel like it was a subtle, or maybe not subtle.
It's like a moment?
Like
not an album.
Yeah, like tip off to the fans, like, hey, this is where I'm at now. FYI. Love you. Love the whole journey I've been on. Grateful for it all, but I'm in my current era.
Yeah.
Liked her little teaser videos, too, where she was looking back at the Miley meme, or the Hannah Montana. The looking through the window. I don't know what the fuck that was. Looking through the window where she's like, and that she did the riff was really good. And then she was like, Hannah's for girls, Miley's for men in heels. She just called me a...
I loved all the comments underneath that were like, okay, tore.
Yeah, it spilled. And then Selena's back with Single Soon, which she warned us last week as just a taste in between her recording of SG3, which she is a liar, a bad liar.
This is her AR.
This is her AR, yeah.
Her SG.
While I'm in the studio cooking up my debut,
yeah.
Here's Single Soon, which is a cute, fun, frothy summer bop about, I'll be single soon.
Yeah.
It's about being single soon. It's fine. It's not my favorite Selgo. It's not my favorite. It's legendary. It's no Off the Chain.
No, but it is a vibe.
It's a vibe.
It's like you could put this on a party.
Yeah.
And like, you know, move a little to it.
Yeah.
But not feel like it's overwhelming.
Totally. And I do. It's kind of funny because Selena and Miley trade off sometimes like where they're at. Like you could argue that Selena was in her like my heart wants what it wants while Miley was like turning up mm-hmm. and getting psychedelic. So they trade off in this moment. Miley's, you know, introspective and Selena's like, fuck it. I'm having a party. I'll be single soon. I liked the video. She's very hot in it. It was very party vibes. And for a teaser and or a taste of like the in-between between whatever she's building next, it's like, yeah, this is cool.
Yeah, it's a warm up.
It's a little warm up.
It's a support act.
Yeah. It's a support act.
You know, you don't want to go too hard.
No.
You want to warm the girls up.
Exactly. Because what she is coming with might just be really, really exciting based on what we've seen. So she was out at the dinner with Fred again. And then Fred dropped a tease of this Selena song called Be All Right.
Be all right. Be all right. It was already stuck in my head.
Yeah. I still don't know if it's for her or for him. Or they'll do whatever. Like with, what was her huge one? With Kygo. It Ain't Me.
It Ain't Me.
Yeah. Who knows?
I feel like it might be for him.
Yeah.
Because this, like him teasing it in a set, I'm like, oh.
Yeah. I would guess
I think it's for you.
Yeah. Which is fine. But if he's on her album as well, that would be fantastic.
Yeah. It'll probably get included.
Yeah.
But...
yeah. So I'm excited for what's to come from Selena Gomez's debut studio album when that arrives. Her first most personal album to date.
Thank God. Her Britney Jean.
Her Britney Jean. I can't get over her caption still. I'm still laughing about it. The girls, it's Demi, Selena, and Miley. They're just like, my past? I don't know her. But this album, this is me. They all do it.
I wonder if it's something with kind of like a Taylor's version situation where it's like they don't want to even like hype up their old stuff because... yeah.
I mean, there's an element of being embarrassed by it, I'm sure.
Maybe.
Like, you're doing kiddie music.
Like Hillary Duff.
For sure.
If the light is off, then it isn't on.
A lot of the girls made music when they were in their teens that, like, they probably find embarrassing.
Well, we don't find it embarrassing.
Exactly. So get it together.
Yeah. Selena Gomez.
It goes all the way back to, like, you know, remember back in our time, Mandy Moore was on the radio telling people to, like, get rid of the first few albums she made, which was sacrilege.
In my pocket?
Like, I'm keeping it in my
pocket.
Yeah. And only now, really, has she, like, reclaimed that.
Know who could do In My Pocket?
Addison Rae.
Holy shit.
Exactly.
Candy?
By
Addison
Rae.
That whole album?
Mm-hmm.
Addison Rae.
I know.
Wow.
She could also really do some Jay Simpson. Some Irresistible.
Yeah? Oh, my God. Oh, speaking of The Simpsons.
Oh, yeah.
I finally had the courage to post my Ashley Simpson
you
remix.
You did. Your
that
house
is out.
Tech house.
Yeah, it's like a weird tech housey EDM flip of Pieces of Me.
Mm-hmm. It's a out. Vibe.
I posted it.
It's great.
I love the ending.
Well, it's available now on SoundCloud. SoundCloud,
not sponsored.
Right. And who knows who might take an interest and perhaps maybe want to put it out officially one day. Who knows?
Do you know something that I don't know?
No, I don't know.
Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. I was like, wait, what?
You never know, though. Like, that's why you have to put it out, because then they have to hear it.
Yes. And someone clocked me. They were like, you didn't tag her in it. And I was like, oh, fine.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, yeah. That helps, too.
But, yeah, it is out on SoundCloud. And I'll get it up on YouTube when I make the visualizer.
Love to see it.
But, like, I did the cute little, like, I recreated her logo. Mm-hmm.
Attention to detail.
The girls that get it.
Exactly.
We have our deep dive on here of Autobiography.
Me too.
And literally the back album art of, like, the track listing of that album is design inspo.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that handwritten.
Oh, yeah.
Throwback to my days in college doing graphic design and not being taken seriously because I idolized pop queen album art.
And look who's got the last laugh. Still them.
One of the professors would argue.
Well, speaking of throwbacks, actually, before we head out, we've got something on the horizon that, I mean,
could do without one of them, but
yeah. One of the biggest TikTok hits has been this rejuvenation of
the Furtado Sons.
The Furtado Sons. Give it to me. Timberland, Timberlake, Furtado. They've reteamed all three for a follow-up. I mean, we were just talking about reboots and reissues and reclaiming greatness and nostalgia, which works sometimes and doesn't work other times. But yeah, there's a man on there that I wouldn't.
Yeah.
I'm not like trying to stream. We'll see. We'll see how it sounds.
I will say, if I rewind to that period of time.
Yeah, 2006-07.
I was standing.
Oh, yeah.
They're collaborating.
Of course.
Like, hello. It's like so good. However, I will say, I think someone's a little thirsty and taken a sip of the Furtado Sons.
Yeah.
And it's very obvious.
Absolutely.
But whatever. Hopefully it's just like a verse from him.
Yeah.
But I really just, the teaser, like, it really sounds like Timbaland.
Yeah, for
so
sure.
So hopefully it will be 90% Nelly Furtado with, like, a undertone of that man.
They might hit it just right, and it'll sound like a classic that came out at the same time that people just go crazy for. We'll have to wait and see on that, because we haven't heard what Timbaland and Furtado sound like now. We know they're in the studio, which is really exciting, but we haven't gotten that yet either at all yet.
No.
So I'm very curious.
That album, I am perched. I hope we get it this year.
Yes. We'll see.
I feel like we might not, though.
I don't know. We'll have to see how ready it. I mean, I'm sure this will dictate. Like, if they blow up with a new song, I'm sure that'll encourage them to put out new Nelly faster.
Yeah. Because I want her to do, like, New Year's.
Mm.
Like, perform
in
Times Square. Do, like, some kind of.
I could see a lead single at least this year.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah.
Eat Your Man. And we also have the first Pink Friday pre-save.
We do. We do. Pink Friday 2 is coming. And I have to say, I'm really excited about this one. This song that she's been teasing is a completely different vibe from, I guess, what she's been putting out lately. It's a little more introspective, a little down-tempo, not down-tempo, but just like a chill vibe. It's called Last Time I Saw You. And she's been teasing the photo shoot from it. And she played it on live. And I just really, really enjoyed it.
What was the one she... Is this the same one she teased in that live where it's all like the LED lights?
Yeah, that's the...
Oh my God, I'm kind of perched for it.
Same.
Not the Barb jumping out.
Barb is absolutely jumping out that once. I have very incriminating, embarrassing videos of me doing many Minaj verses from my college dorm room, like webcam videos of me performing.
Oh, yeah.
Doing like mixtape Minaj. I'm like 5'2". My SAT scores was high too.
There, I mean, the people who witnessed me doing the Starships or whatever karaoke from that one where I imitated the Today Show performance meme.
Yes.
Thinking that it was gonna, like, everyone would know it. And
That's
something that I cringe to this day thinking about.
The Barb will be jumping out, I think.
The Barb will be jumping out. And you know who I want to credit with this?
Mm-hmm.
Sachin. He got her
to work
together.
Ooh.
I actually think.
I think so too.
That he did.
I don't BS.
And you ain't gonna be into gossip?
No, I don't gossip. I hate drama. I hate toxic people. I will shut it down.
Ooh.
This is okay, a work so environment.
All right, so if I hired two assistants and one of them was trying to get some gossip on the Lilo, what would you do?
I would be like, that's irrelevant. I'll be like, let's focus on what we need to focus right now.
Ooh.
You need to get your music done.
Ooh. Ooh. Me?
You need to go in the studio. You don't need to worry. So you don't need to worry about them people. You get your work done on time. I will make sure that you get your project done on time. Because that's what I'm here for.
That's right, Sachin.
Ooh.
And you need to work on your music.
Yeah.
Ooh.
He did get her together.
Because, I mean, she really did. Like,
and now it does seem like it's on the way now. So I think we have to thank him.
Yeah.
The loyal Barb that he is.
Did you see his TikTok where he's like, today is not the day?
Yes.
You need to all stop and fucking stream.
Today is not the fucking day to play around. Do your job, ignore the duds, and fucking stream.
Like, I really do think he like encouraged her
to
get back into like what she's so great at, which is she's gonna like dominate the pop.
I know.
Dance.
I'm ready for it.
Yeah.
I'm very excited.
Know what I was listening to the other day so randomly?
What?
Pills and Potions.
I mean, this is what this song's giving me, but
yes, like Bob.
Yes. This is gonna be like the grown up version of that for sure. God, Pills and Potions. And one of my favorite verses, which I'm also on record doing and on video, Knockout with Lil Wayne, where it's like she's like a rock chick in that one.
Oh,
fuck it. Give me a damn bucket. But anyway.
This time, won't you save me?
Oh, save me.
Oh, too. My God. Like, literally so good.
Which is a big part of Big Pink Friday, too.
Not the Barb jumping out.
It's like, it's not just up tempos. She also did a lot of emotional moments.
Yeah.
So we're ready for it. But yeah, I'm really into this vibe of this song. So we can't wait to hear it.
See you soon, Pink Sachin. Friday. We don't know which Friday yet, but... Oh, yeah. No, we do. November.
We do. Yeah, we have the date.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ready for it.
Barb's giving.
Barb's unite.
Yeah. All right, well, it's time for the after show, girls.
Yeah. It's time to dive.
Time to get real.
Time to get real. Time to get to work.
And Sachin.
Fucking stream. That should be a soundboard, to be honest.
I should add it.
Stream.
Oop. Yeah, if you would like to listen to the after show, we do an after show every week after the main
show
over on Patreon, and you can connect it to your Spotify now. And until next week,
we will
see you
soon.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.